Kazuki. All right, we're on the record for After Talk.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Question. And it could be no, if not. I didn't realize that Q phone number that was in Picard was a dialable number. And Scoopernova Girl was saying that apparently there's a fun voicemail message. Do we want to call it on this or no?
Yeah, can we?
Okay, we'll see if Bryce can find it.
Is that a thing we could do?
But in the meantime, Tom.
Yes, Brian.
I got a puppy.
What kind of puppy did you get?
I got an Australian Shepherd.
Oh, what's the name?
We haven't decided.
That's a weird name.
We're all fighting about it right now. Tell me what you think of this. This is the one I'm pushing for. The thing that struck me is when we first got her, she had the ears down thing and kind of being scared or whatever, which is understandable because this place, oh my God, I've never seen more happy puppies in one place. Like they accidentally let the gate open and like 15 happy puppies all came out and the kids were like,
amazing.
Ah! And so I was briefly worried that this dog was going to be like scared, one of those dogs that's scared of everything. And on the 45-minute drive back, I glanced up in the rearview mirror and I just see those perky ears and the happy tongue and everything. And so we already have one dog named, full name is Joyful Federal Agent Bryce Doug Neshcom Castillo Brushwood, Joyful or Joy. I want to call her Bravery because it's like Avery, which is a female name, but also a weird. I told this to the family, and Penny says, "That's a little bit live, laugh, love, white people, Dad." Which I thought was hilarious.
I was going to say, I live, laugh, love that idea.
But Bravery and Joyful. Like, you're not wrong, sweetheart, but also...
This is our next dog, Grace. This is our next dog, Love.
I am starting to see it in black.
It's our next dog, Respect. It's our next dog, Courage. It's not a cowardly dog. Don't ask.
Commitment, get over here.
All right, I've got the phone number. I'm dialing the phone number. We'll see if anything plays.
And if anybody's wondering what's up in Picard, Q has a...
Hello, you have reached the Q Continuum. We are unable to get to the phone right now because we are busy living in a plane of existence your feeble mortal minds cannot possibly comprehend. Furthermore, it's pointless to leave a message because we, of course, already knew that you would call and we simply do not care. Have a nice day.
So this is interesting.
That's rude.
Because the character from the show is Q. Strangely, that's just straight up John DeLancey at a con. like he's clearly hamming it up and that's fine.
I don't know. It felt like Next Generation level Q, right? Yeah. Ham wise. Yeah. No, that's good. That does feel a little like somebody's like, leave a voicemail. Can you just record a voicemail on my phone right now? And he's like, sure, kid. Here we go.
Well, for being an Easter egg that you know, not everyone's...
That's cute.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
So introducing dogs.
Oh, yeah.
We have talked about when your dogs were introduced, and mm-hmm. I got to be there for the getting cozy with each other between Ray and Sawyer.
Getting to know you, yeah.
We were... terrified that Joyful maybe didn't want another dog in the house because
you don't know.
She barks at every other dog all the time. And she seems to like dogs, but she likes to roughhouse with them and so on. And so when we came back, I was like, look, I'm gonna run Joy around the property. I'm gonna try to get the Wiggles out, and then I'll come back and we'll try to meet on neutral terms or whatever. So I did like 40 minutes around sunset, come back, and we go through the house. And what we did is in the backyard, we put the puppy, because the backyard is as close to neutral territory as we're going to have. Front yard, mm-hmm. Joy's, you know, too looking for other dogsy, you know, defensive or whatever.
What we did with Sawyer and Ray is we took them on a walk together, you know, so they were meeting on the street, which was neutral territory. And then we took them into our backyard. Same reason. Backyard was open, more neutral than front or anything.
Right.
Like that.
And in this case, the new puppy is, has never been on a leash. You know, we don't know how to walk her or any of that, and we don't want it to be traumatic for the pup. So we put her, in a kennel in the backyard, and we came out and, Joyful runs around and she sniffs the dog, and there's this very brief, you know, cause you don't want to radiate tension cause the dogs can pick up on that.
Yeah.
And then, Joyful, this, you know, 70-pound Weimer on her just collapses down, laying down, sniffing at the dog, and then kind of leans on her side and shows some belly, and then looks at us like very clearly, like, can we open this thing? And then we open it up, and the ceremonial butt sniffing commenced, and it's been amazing. On Twitter, I think my favorite response was, I mentioned that we didn't know if Joyful would approve, and somebody responded, you didn't get a puppy, Joyful did.
Uh-huh.
And just a couple hours ago, I was getting dressed to come over here, and I heard the puppy whining, and then the puppy stopped, and when I opened up the door and peeked, it was because Joy had snuggled up to the kennel and was just looking and anyway, it's all the sweet things. So I think we have a match.
Yeah, sounds like. Oh, that's great. I can't wait to find out what you name Grace.
I'm thinking like Skull Crusher.
Perseverance.
Yeah. Fidelity. Molten Death.
Essence.
Essence. Essential oils. Get over here.
Consideration.
O E A U.
Colonel Sanders. We can give her a problematically trademarked name so that we have to say we get into legal trouble.
Yeah.
As long as it's not Colonel Angus.
What? I don't know that one.
Nobody, you don't. Tom got it. Tom got it. It's an old SNL bit. Just Google Colonel Angus and maybe you'll figure out.
So I have bad news.
Uh-oh.
Oh no.
Ray has a cancerous tumor in her chest.
Oh no.
I'm sorry.
And so if I get choked up talking about dogs, which I didn't just now, it was all good, but I just want to make sure that y'all knew that.
You hid that very well.
She just got diagnosed Sunday. We brought her in because she keeps peeing all the time. Thought it was like a UTI or something. And they caught a mass in her chest. So I had to take her to the vet specialist on Wednesday to find out if it's operable or not. So it's bad news. There's like no good way. If it's operable, the good news will be that that'll buy her a couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
But and she's seven, so that's not even that short of a lifetime. If it's not operable, then I'll be crying. But I'll be crying either way. Anyway, yeah. So
well,
sorry to hear that, Tom. It's very that's a difficult thing to go through.
Anyway, I didn't mean to bring down the puppy party.
No. Well, I guess I'll say it. There's this terrible thing where people want to relate to someone in a moment like this. And then it sounds like weird. I don't want to say what upsmanship, but yes, I'm from Haiti. Oh, I visited Haiti once. It's beautiful.
You're just trying to relate. Yeah, no, I get
right,
it.
Right. But I don't know that you ever met my pup Shady that I inherited, from my mom and dad from high school days. It was a very similar story. She was peeing all the time and then they found out it was a mass and then they removed it. And in Shady's case, it did. It bought her an astonishing amount of time, kind of like enough time where it's like, okay, is this all right?
You seem fine.
looking at the watch. And but in a weird way, like I don't know, just knowing it was on the horizon was it made it less painful. But
yeah,
that's still rough.
Honestly, there's something about this that is better than what happened with Django. Because with Django, they're like, there's a thing in her leg. We could take off her leg. But, you know, then she doesn't have a leg. And she's, you know, whatever she was, 13 years old. And that felt worse because it was like, well, we kind of don't know what's going on. Whereas this is very clearly like, oh, it's that. Her calcium level is up, you know, and I'll find out Wednesday, like, we can take it out or not. You know, it's at least very clear cut, which is easier. It's not easy, but it's easier to deal with.
Yeah. Meanwhile, our old man Sneakers is so fully blind now. Like, he just
didn't Sneakers die already once? Yes. My goodness.
The number of times he's gotten into like some kind of like fatty human food from the trash can, and then just like he like multiple times has stood entire days in the corner vomiting and shaking, and it's like, kids, gather around. This is it. Say your goodbyes. And then he gets over a few days later, and then it happens again. And it's like, all right, kids. And they're like, yeah.
Just in case.
And then now at this point, like, he bounces around like a Roomba. Just he walks forward until his head connects with something, and then he goes somewhere else. But
oh, poor Sneakers.
This is part of the reason we got the puppy, is because Joyful, this giant Weimaraner compared to this, like, you know, I don't know, 9-12 pound 15-year-old Cairn Terrier who's blind and deaf, and but like, Joy will sneak into his kennel and lay down next to him. So in his old age, Sneakers is just experiencing, oh, the nice big warm thing is here again. You know,
that's good.
And so I don't know, none of that is probably making you feel any better about.
No, it really does. Like, I'm the type of person who does not want to wallow. I want to hear positive things and get distracted. So yeah, it's all good. I'm also excited to fly out to Austin on Friday as well.
I guess we don't want to dox you talking about schedules and all that stuff, but do you have a ride or?
I'm all taken care of. I get in early on Friday, and then I have to do DTNS in the afternoon. So that's at 3 Central time. And Justin, we switched the situation so that Justin is going to be on Friday so that we can do the show together.
Great.
I think we're doing it at Justin's place.
Yeah.
But I'll let you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And after that, I'm yours until Sunday morning.
Oh, that'll be great. There's a lot going on. MVP, minimum viable product. If we all make it through this, I'll be very, very happy. this is the first time we're trying anything like this.
I've got a car and I've got a place to stay, so I am at your disposal outside of that DTNS. If you need me to do anything, just let me know.
Okay, cool. Awesome, dude. All right. Well, sorry to everyone who's not going to be at Founders Day with us. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great. Yeah. I haven't seen you guys in 3 years.
Oh no, longer than that. By a lot.
It was March 2019, right?
California show.
Yeah. I guess I'm thinking about how long ago you moved to the new house and how I've never seen the new house.
Yeah. I moved there in 2018 and you didn't come out in that first year.
Yeah. And
for
then,
whatever reason, and then everything locked down.
Everything caught fire. There was a really interesting
2018
article. Yeah, that's what it was. There's a really interesting article from on the Atlantic called "Why Is Everyone Acting So Weird?" And it's just about like it's one of those articles that uses a lot of words to say the very simple, obvious thing of, because the world has been on fire for a very long time, and people are coming out and they're reacting to the sunlight in different ways. Some people are ecstatic and you know, seizing their whatevers. Other people are pulling up old grievances and you know, I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird
world. I was busy this last week and I didn't like it.
You didn't like being busy?
No, because it's one thing to be busy when you're like, well, I'm busy, but I'm still home. I can't go anywhere. You know, it's a different situation than like, okay, I gotta, you know, go to this thing and then do that thing and then meet this person. And like, there's so much, it's so much more complicated logistics when you have to leave your house.
Oh man. No, I'm, I'm, Nervous but excited for and I'm hopeful that it will be a sustained
hopeful. That's a good one.
hopeful.
hopeful. Come in.
I forget what the kids said, but one of the suggestions was, just for sake of discussion, call it best dog in the world or whatever. It was some version of that. And I was like, okay, now try saying it really angry.
Best dog in the world? Yeah. Rop.
Or they're lost and you're mad and you're looking for it and you're just shouting, best dog in the world.
Come here. Pretty great.
Oh, I can't wait for you to meet her. All right. Yeah. We calling it?
Yep.
Alrighty. Thank you, everybody, for being a patron. Thank you for supporting us. We will be back next time. I saw that, Tom. Tom tried to wave to you listeners, and you couldn't see it. And he's so embarrassed by it.
They can hear the smile in our voices, though.
That's right.
You can hear how happy he's waving with his smile.
I'm so happy.
Oh, he's really happy when he's waving. Listen to that. All right. Bye, everybody.